This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th, and it's making me feel joy and sadness and anger, definitely some disgust,
Rose,
and I think a little fear.
Really?
But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, only in theaters June 14th. Get tickets now.
Hi, I'm Jordana Abraham.
And I'm Dr. Naomi Bernstein.
And we want to tell you about Calm the F*** Down, a guided meditation series from the Oversharing Podcast. This is something we've been planning for a long time. It's our most requested segment from the podcast. And these meditations are going to be between 5 and 10 minutes. They're going to be super quick because we don't have a lot of time. You're going to be so surprised how 5 to 10 minutes of really thoughtful meditations can transform your whole life. In addition to the first 4 meditations available at launch, we'll be doing 2 new meditations every single month. Plus, for the fans of Oversharing Podcast out there, you'll also get ad-free versions of every episode of the Oversharing Podcast.
So if somebody wants to become a subscriber, how do they join?
It's so easy. You just go to subscribe.betches.com and sign up now for only $4.99 a month. Or you can lock in our discounted rate if you sign up for the whole year. That's subscribe.betches.com. Or if you're in the Apple Podcasts app, you can just hit the subscribe button now and sign up in the app. It's as easy as that.
This is the episode you've all been waiting for. Bit nervous to do this one, to be honest. Welcome back to the King of Hearts podcast by me, Kiara King. And today is going to be probably one of the biggest episodes. I mean, we're on episode 2 now, but I thought we'd go in strong. This episode has been my highest requested question. And I feel like now that I have the space to actually talk about it instead of on a 20-second TikTok or an Instagram reel or a story, I can actually finally sit here and tell you my story and how to get through heartbreak and how I got through my heartbreak.
If you love me, let me fly away. Maybe I'll come back to you. Maybe I won't.
So how did I get through my heartbreak? Oh my God. It's been a freaking roller coaster. Like, let me tell you. God, heartbreak is probably one of the like hardest and worst emotions anyone can go through, and I honestly wouldn't wish it on my enemy. Heartbreak is like dying, honestly. It feels like you're dying. You can't see the light, you can't see hope, you can't see yourself ever loving again. You feel like someone's died and you've also died. And I kind of agree with that. Like, part of me died with my heartbreak. It's like a caterpillar shedding its skin. Like, you literally die. But don't want to sound cliche, but from that death, I was reborn into a much more confident woman, a much more successful woman, a much more independent woman. I believe in myself more because I went so low that I was only forced by myself to pick myself up again and get on with my life and get through it. Because at the end of the day, that heartbreak's not gonna, it's not gonna define you, and it's also not gonna be around forever. Everything in life is temporary. And I remember this quote my friend told me when I was like in love. Just enjoy it while it lasts, because it's not gonna last forever. And I was like, what do you mean? Like, that's so horrible to say. But it's true. Nothing in life lasts forever, the good and the bad. Love can last forever, that's true. But, you know, your first love, some people are really lucky. They get to stay with their first love for the rest of their life. But on the most part, most of us don't get to be with their first love for a very good reason, because they're probably not meant for you. It's just your first experience of love, and it's part of life. That heartbreak will shape you, and it will make you the person that you are today. And in a way, I'm so freaking grateful that I got heartbroken to the point of like no return. It was hard. It was really freaking hard. And I'm saying this now being in my current relationship, and that's not to undermine my current relationship. If it wasn't for my previous relationships and for my heartbreak, I would not be with my boyfriend right now, because I needed to go through that heartbreak and I needed to go in that toxic relationship in order to come out the other side and actually value myself so that I accept better treatment, which is what my boyfriend currently gives me. A lot of you might say like, oh, why are you talking about your ex and why are you talking about heartbreak when you're in a new relationship? Well, actually, I wouldn't be in this relationship if it wasn't for that. Like, you are your history. You are everything and every day before you, because that is what made me who I am. And like, I don't think my boyfriend would love me for who I am if I didn't go through what I went through. And I wouldn't love him for who he is, for what he went through. He's also been through heartbreak. We all have a past, and like, we can't deny that either. And I think it's silly to just ignore the fact that you have a past. And like, if you ever are in a relationship right now, by the way, and your boyfriend or situationship is like, I don't want to know about your ex-boyfriend, I don't want to know about your heartbreak, I don't want you to bring it up, it's like, who are we kidding here? Everyone has a past, you know? Don't try and ignore it. Embrace it. And embrace the dark side. Embrace the shadows. Talk about it. Talk about it with your partner. I think talking about your past relationships actually can be really healthy. Obviously not comparing, but like, learning and growing from them is such an important thing for your new relationship. And I think ignoring the past can sometimes be even worse. Anyway, let's move into it. How to heal through heartbreak. And I'm going to show you how I healed through heartbreak. Obviously, no relationship and no heartbreak is the same. Everyone handles it differently. I handled it really badly, like really badly. And I probably made all the mistakes. And sometimes that's okay. And I'm going to tell you that in a bit, that it's okay to make mistakes. It's fine. Okay. Number one, if you're heartbroken right now and you've just been broken up with, and this is very fresh, and this is the stage that you're in at now, feel it. Feel it with all of your heart and soul. And it's gonna fucking hurt like hell. It's gonna hurt. And I'm not gonna sit here and be like, it's gonna be easy, it's gonna be fine. It's not. It's gonna be really hard, especially if it's your first heartbreak, because your first heartbreak is the worst, you know? They say you can never compare your first love and your first heartbreak, because they're just like the first experiences of anything. They're the first experiences of love and they're the first experiences of pain. You know, you can never go back to that. Like, no heartbreak is going to be as difficult as the first. So if this is your first heartbreak, feel it. Don't ignore it. Don't numb it out. Don't go out. Don't go drinking. Obviously, go out and like socialize. Don't sit like a hermit in your room. But also, it's okay to sit like a hermit in your room and feel the pain and cry and write it down and journal and call your mom or your dad or your best friend and just cry. Don't sit there on your own. Maybe sit there on your own, but I don't recommend it. Cry to someone else. If you do have the luxury of getting therapy, maybe speak to someone that is outside of your circle. I definitely did, because I couldn't handle it. It was like going through hell. Like, I literally, when I went through heartbreak in like those emotions around March 2022. I mean, we'd kind of been on and off for like 2 years. So I kind of went through heartbreak several times, but the real time where we knew it was over, it was like death. I felt like I was dying. I couldn't eat. I couldn't sleep. I couldn't do anything. I didn't want to answer my phone. My parents were really worried about me. My friends were really worried about me. I was losing weight. I didn't have any appetite for anything. I didn't have any appetite for life. I was just like, this was the person I wanted to be with the rest of my life, which is like absolute bullshit now thinking about it. So just like hold in there, because it does get better. But yeah, I was like in really like, it was dark. It was dark, and it will be dark for you unless it's not, but usually it is. And don't shy away from those emotions. You know, you need to go through the dark in order to see the light again. You can't just like walk away from it and be like, I don't want to feel this, because it's going to come. And trust me, that's what I did, okay? This is the mistake I did. I ignored it. I ignored my heartbreak for about a few months and I got a rebound. I went through the rebound phase and boy, do I not recommend it, okay? If you're in this phase, which is phase number two, once you've gone through the like pain of it and the numbness of it and whatever, please Number one, don't go back to your ex. Do not go back. If you go back, forgive yourself. I forgave myself. I went back several times, okay? I'm not going to shame myself here. I'm not going to feel bad because we're all human, okay? And we make mistakes. But going back to your ex is a mistake. So if you think about doing it, maybe don't think about doing it anymore. It's going to hurt even more when you go back because you're going to be reliving those emotions again. How many more times do you want to repeat the cycle? 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, wasting your life on your ex? An ex is an ex for a reason, okay? Why did you break up? You need to write it down because when you're feeling low and when you feel like picking up the phone to your ex, hey, what are you doing tonight? Go back to that list and remind yourself why you broke up. Listen very carefully. If you go back to your ex, also forgive yourself. Don't feel so guilty. It's fine. I did it about 3 or 4 times. It's not the best, but one day I learned. And I also read this quote, which is our controversial quote of the week, may I say. You can reread the same story twice, but the ending will never change. Let's just sit with that for a moment. You can reread the same story twice, but the ending will never change. This isn't about stories, by the way. This is about your ex, darling. With my ex, and I've seen it with my friends as well, going back to the ex, thinking it's going to change, thinking you're going to fix them, thinking everything's going to be better this time. And I convinced myself. I was stupid enough to convince myself, it's going to be different this time. He's changed this time. No, he hasn't. He's not changed, baby girl. And he won't change. So do you want to waste more time? Or do you want to actually deal with the emotions and move on from this guy? Okay. So that's what I had to learn. I had to learn that I couldn't, that my ending wasn't going to change. My ending was always going to be the same, and we're going to keep on breaking up because essentially we weren't made for each other. You know, it was so toxic. It was so, oh, it was just games. And it was just like, of course there was love there, but was it love or was it just a game? That's another thing. Like, did I really love that person? Sure, I had love for him. But was I really in love with him or was I in love with the game? Was I in love with the chase? Was I attached to the addictiveness of that relationship? And you have to think that as well. Are you actually in love with your ex? Are you in love with this person? Or are you obsessed? You know, you're not actually in love with him. You're attached to him. That's two very different things. And we seem to think that they're both the same thing. I thought love and attachment were the same thing, but actually, no, I was really attached to my ex because it was so up and down and I was so addicted to the highs and lows because it's like a drug. It's toxic and it's like a drug, and that's why they're the most addictive, because they're like this. You get withdrawals and then you go back, and then you get withdrawals and then you go back. You know, and also another thing, like going back to your ex, you hope that it's going to be the same as it was before, but it's never going to be the same because all this shit has happened. And at the end of the day, you're not going to be able to forget what he did to you. You're never going to forget the things that he said to you. Those are still going to be there, and they're going to come out the woodwork when you have an argument, and that's going to be the end of that again. So just try not to go back to your ex. Whatever you do, block them. If that is really what needs to happen, that's what happened to me. It got so bad. It was like block, delete, goodbye. That's how bad it got with my relationship. Got to the point of blocking each other. And you don't want to get to that point because it's not nice. A whole relationship just being flown out the window with just blocking them. But if that's really how, you know, how it needs to go to like end the toxicity, then that's how it needs to be for you to move on. But really, if you have to block them, delete their number, delete the pictures, delete any notes or whatsoever, anything that reminds you of them, just delete the music. Okay, that's another one. Delete those stupid playlists that you had together, okay? I would keep on listening to that freaking shared playlist that we had on Spotify. Was that helping me get over it? Absolutely not. Was that helping me get in my feels? Absolutely yes. Yeah, that's great. But that's not gonna help you move on. It's just gonna remind you of all the good times. Okay, baby girl, please stop it. Stop it, delete that playlist right now. If you're listening to this right now, delete that shared playlist and delete the pictures. We're just going to take a pause there and we'll be back after this break. Do you want to know the best way to learn a language? I speak five, and the best way to learn those languages is actually living in the place where you can learn the language, like in Spain, Italy, France. Live there and you'll learn it just by being immersed in it. However, if that's not in the cards this year, you can still learn a language the second best way, and that's with Babbel. Babbel has super convenient courses which help you learn real life conversation skills, not just like in a classroom with the teacher telling you, hello, how are you? They're going to give you real life skills, how to order food, ask for directions, speak to like in the market when you're shopping without having to consult language apps and going online, which is kind of time consuming. You can actually learn through Babbel with their courses on actually how to conveniently speak to people day to day, which is what we need anyway. That's actually what we learn a language for, to speak to people on a day-to-day basis. The lessons are actually super quick, like 10 minutes. It's not going to take all your time. And you can learn 200 languages, okay? That's a lot of languages to learn. I know five and clearly I don't know enough. The good thing about Babbel, it's actually designed by real people for real conversations, not those, I would like some cheese. I don't think it's very useful knowing what cheese means. I would like to know, how do I get to the shops or how do I get to the discotheque? I want to know how to get to the club. Babbel can help you to have those real life conversations. Here's a special limited time deal for our listeners. Right now, you can get up to 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/heart. Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/heart, spelled BABBEL.com/heart. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, the trusted choice recommended by leading experts, with 7 best absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.
Hi.
Hey.
And hello. I'm Ryan Christina.
And I'm Paloma.
Along with our co-host Sierra Schulte, who was on maternity leave, we are 20 Whatever, a podcast about navigating your 20s with friends through different phases of life.
Join us every Wednesday morning, 6 a.m. PST, for comfy chats on the couch, where we hope you leave feeling seen, heard, and held.
You can watch on YouTube or listen wherever you get podcasts.
Make sure to tune in on Wednesdays for all new 20 Whatever episodes.
Thanks for listening.
Now that you're not going back to the ex, you finally cut off the ex. The ex is finally gone into the abyss of never to be found again. Cry. Cry. Cry.
Here. I'll give you
a box of tissues. You're going to need this. You're going to need a few of these. You've got to cry. Just really, for me, be sad for a bit. Because when you've gone through something that heartbreaking and you're not crying, you're not processing the emotions. And it's really important that you process the emotions to then put them to bed. This needs to be processed. And that's something that I really, really ran away from, was actually processing the emotions that I'm not going to be with this person again. And that relationship is over. It was really hard for me to deal with. So what did I do? What do I recommend that you do not do? Is running away, going out, drinking, just losing yourself, because you're just running away from it. Try not to do that. Like, if you can, just please try not to do that. Like, from one person to another, it's only gonna delay the process of healing. And the other one is rebound. No rebounds, please. We don't want any rebounds. And I'm pretty sure that rebound looks exactly like your ex. Okay? Yeah, I'm looking at you. Because I had the same problem. My ex was French. Who did I rebound to? Another French man. Will I make that mistake again?
Absolutely not. I had to go to therapy for that. So that's how I got out of that one. French guys just aren't for me anymore. I've had to deal with that. But just don't go back to the same guy with the same hair, with the same color looking eyes, because you're always going to look for the same. You're basically just looking for your ex in someone else. Don't do it to yourself, babes. Because you're only just going to be thinking about them every time you're with your rebound, and it's going to make you feel even worse. And then you're going to want to go back with your ex, because that's what happened to me. And then you're going to just question your whole life decisions again. So just get the rebound out of there if you can. Don't go back to the rebound. Okay? Let's just move on from that. No more rebounds. And if you do get a rebound again, try and forgive yourself. No one's perfect. I mean, I had a rebound and no one's perfect. I'm not perfect. No one's perfect. Moving on. Okay? No rebounds, please. And then cry again. You know, you got to cry. It's going to be difficult, guys. It's going to be difficult. You will be crying a lot. And if you're not a crier, be prepared to cry. And if you're, I don't know, maybe punch something. You know, if you're not a crier, just punch something. Do something that gets that emotion out of you. Because if you don't get that emotion out of you, it's going to stay in there and it's going to fester. And it's going to be harder to get that out of you. So the quicker you get it out of your body, the better for you to heal. And I'm really telling you that because it took me a long time to heal from my ex. Right, now that you've cried, now that you've got the rebound out the way, now if you get a rebound, don't get a rebound. I'm watching you, okay? Now that you've gotten the blocking of the ex, he's gone, everyone's gone, you're feeling sad, you felt sad, you've cried, you've been alone, you've listened to that sad playlist of yours, you've watched all the sad movies. Now, we're not getting into a new relationship. We're not dating, by the way. We're not at that stage yet. Now it's time to level up. And what I mean by leveling up is you need to raise your vibration. And I know this is woo-woo land kind of talk. But what I mean is, okay, this is how you're feeling right now. You're feeling low. You're feeling a little bit shitty. You're feeling like the world is ending. Okay, if you start dating here, not only are you going to attract someone like your ex because you still haven't done the work on yourself, but you're also not going to meet someone that's happy either. You're going to be attracting someone who's depressed as you. Like I also made the mistake of dating too early on after, you know, healing from my heartbreak and ended up attracting the same kind of person as my ex because I didn't do the work on myself. I thought I was ready to date again and I actually wasn't. So this is the time for you, if you're at this stage right now in your heartbreak, to work on yourself. What you have to do is focus on things that make you happy. You, what makes you happy? Well, what makes me happy is doing yoga. What makes me happy is meditating, for example. I know that's not for everyone. I know it's like, you know, like, oh, I don't want to meditate. It's so cringe. Okay, I get it. But that's what makes me happy. What makes you happy? Maybe going horse riding. Maybe swimming. Maybe doing more cooking. Cooking is so good for the soul. Doing things that make you more present and stop you from being in your head. Just try and be in the present doing things, maybe pottery, maybe hanging out with your friends. Try not to drink and go out, by the way, because that's also kind of self-destructive. That's not what I mean by do things that make you happy, because really and essentially going out and drinking with your friends is not going to make you happy in the long term. Alcohol is a depressant. So just bear that in mind. Go out with your friends, but maybe try not to drink for a few months, or like keep it on the low, like try not to drink every day, maybe like once a month or like once every 2 weeks. I don't know what your habit's like. Try and do what makes you really, really happy. Find new hobbies. And you know, you see this in every book, like do what makes you happy. Like it's so cringe, but it works. You know, like for me, honestly, what was making me happy was actually putting my time and energy into my career, into my TikTok, making TikToks, like doing something for myself. Like I really enjoy making TikToks. It actually makes me really happy. Like I really enjoy it. I like going out and taking cute pics with the girls. Like that I actually really enjoy. Go out and take some cute pics or revenge pics or whatever you want. Go and do a revenge photo shoot. How about that? Maybe try not to think about your ex too much in that. Do it for yourself, okay? You want to look hot for you. Go out for dinner on your own. Challenge yourself. Try and like do things that make you slightly uncomfortable, but that like going to the gym. If you hate going to the gym, try going to the gym. Doing all these things is going to make you so much more confident in yourself. You're going to learn new skills, new hobbies. And that hole that's in your heart right now
is going to slowly be filled up by yourself, by your own love. And you're going to get to the point when you're not going to need anyone to validate you. You're not going to need attention from another guy or girl or whatever. All you're going to need is yourself, and you're going to be happy with yourself. This is the point where I got to last year. I was not feeling great. I was super burnt out with work. That's another thing. Like, don't get too distracted to the point where you lose yourself, because I lost myself in my work when I was heartbroken too. And that's also not good. Like, don't try and lose yourself, because that's also a form of distraction. So I actually went to Mexico on a meditation retreat for 10 days and I didn't even take my phone. I left my phone in the UK and I went to Mexico without a phone on my own for 10 days and I went on this meditation retreat. And it honestly changed my life. I did this Temazcal ceremony, which is a ceremony where you're literally locked in it's like an oven, like a kiln. And you sit inside with a shaman and you meditate there for 3 hours. And I couldn't stop crying. I was crying and crying and crying. Clearly there was like this stuck emotion in me that I hadn't yet let go of. And that heartbreak from my ex was still there. And I know this sounds so weird, and I'd like to do like a whole episode about this retreat, because it literally changed my mindset. It changed the way that I thought and the way that I think now. I literally gave birth in that kiln. I know it sounds crazy, okay? I know it sounds crazy. Don't judge me. I won't judge you. But I felt like I was energetically giving birth and letting go through my pelvis. Like, I know it sounds really weird. Like, I was literally releasing this like bad energy from me. Like this like toxic self-esteem, like low self-esteem from me. And after that Temazcal ceremony, I was like a changed person. Like, read it up. It's called Temazcal. They do it in Mexico. It's like a really, really old, old ritual. And it's like no drugs, no nothing. It's like all very sober. We're all just meditating, okay? It's not like ayahuasca. And I realized my worth. And honey, when you realize your worth, this is when your life changes. When you realize how amazing you are and how much you deserve better and how you don't need anyone to fill your cup by yourself. And this is what happened to me. I kept saying these mantras to myself. I am love. I am light. I am whole. I am complete. And I said those mantras every day for about a month or two. And I was meditating quite a lot then, like 10 minutes a day. It's not that much, but it was a lot because I wasn't really doing anything before. But that 10 minutes a day of mantras and like just positive self-talk of like, my cup is full. I fill myself with my own love and I don't need anyone else to fill my love except myself. And once I got to that point, I was so happy because I let go of the expectation of someone else filling my cup for me and another guy filling my cup for me and this like external validation. I was like, I love myself so much now after doing that retreat. And you don't have to go on a retreat to realize this, like just doing the work on yourself to realize like I am worthy, I am enough, I love myself. And I know it's also cliche to say, if you don't love yourself, no one will love you. It's true. I didn't love myself and I was attracting absolute shitheads. And then I started to love myself and actually started to know my worth. And it's funny what happens when you raise your vibration and you raise your energy and you raise it to this point, because this is where I was. I was like an empty vessel, you know? And I was constantly, you know, wanting validation externally from myself, even with work, like likes, videos, views, and all that. Like that was filling my cup, but not with me. It was external from guys, whatever, dating, like getting guys to validate me and fill that cup. That's not right. I had to fill that myself. And once I filled that myself and I was like, I'm worthy and I don't need anyone to validate me. Guess what happened? A month later, I met my current boyfriend. And he also was on a retreat. And it's really funny, we met on a retreat in Turkey in Bodrum. And we were both vibrating at the same high frequency. Like he didn't need anyone to fill his cup and I didn't need anyone to fill my cup. And what happened? We didn't end up dragging each other and like pulling from each other's cups. And like, because we both had our cups full and we were both like up here. So that's what I would recommend. Like, try and work on yourself to the point where you don't need anyone to fill your cup. You don't need anyone to validate you. And then you'll meet someone, and then you can go back into the dating world, and then you will be healed. And it takes time. Trust me, it takes time. It's not going to take 2 months. It's not going to take 3 months. It might take more, depending on how heartbroken you are. But you will get through it. I promise you. And you'll be so grateful. I'm so grateful for my heartbreak. And I hope that one day you'll come back to this episode and you'll be like, shit, like, she was right. You know, like, that heartbreak made me the person who I am today. And I'm so grateful for the person who I am today. And I wouldn't want to be anyone else. And you're going to love yourself. And then you're going to attract someone in the future who's going to appreciate you for who you are. And you're going to have an amazing relationship. But yeah, those are, like, in a nutshell, how the steps of how to get through heartbreak and how I got through heartbreak. I'm sure we'll delve deeper into this in more episodes, but that's just kind of like a rundown of how I did it and how you can do it too. And I hope this really, I really, really, really hope this helps you, because I wish I had someone telling me this when I was going through it. So I hope that this advice can get you through it. Thank you so much for listening. Maybe I won't.